Coast Radio News for Tuesday, August 25th, 2020. I'm George Henry. The man that was attacked and kidnapped along with his girlfriend while camping near Walton is recovering from injuries sustained when he was severely beaten. He and his girlfriend were taken by three assailants, one of which was the woman's former boyfriend. The man was found Sunday morning on Highway 126 near Milepost 26 by a woman who had been hunting. When one assailant, Michael Wayne Light, saw her and the victim, he approached. When the unidentified woman pulled her rifle out and warned Light to stay back, she called 911 and the Oregon State Police responded. This happened around 7 a.m. Sunday morning. OSP later located White and the female victim. She had minor injuries. Light was taken into custody. OSP troopers learned the identities of the two other males involved in the incident and are looking for the whereabouts of one Michael Loki Wilson and one Jonathan Dakota Appelt. Wilson is described as a white male standing 5'11", weighing approximately 145 pounds with blonde hair and blue eyes. Appelt is a white male standing 6 foot tall and weighing approximately 185 pounds with blonde hair, blue eyes, and a neck tattoo. Both men are considered armed and dangerous, and no attempt to contact or apprehend should be taken. Contact the Oregon State Police immediately if you see either of these two men. Local businessman Dan Lofi has announced that he is withdrawing from the candidate pool for the Florence City Council. In a call to Coast Radio News, Lofi said that he was withdrawing for personal reasons that he did not wish to disclose at this time. This leaves three candidates to vie for the two open positions on the council, Sally Wants, Maggie Bacon, and Bill Meyer. The third seat, vacated by Geraldine Proshew, will be filled by appointment. The U.S. Attorney's Office for Oregon has filed suit in federal court against a Florence landlord. The lawsuit filed in district court in Eugene alleges that 74-year-old Kathy Carmer of Florence discriminated against a prospective tenant with four foster children. Carmer allegedly made discouraging and discriminatory remarks to the prospective tenant about her intent to leave the four children with a babysitter while she is working, and that the tenant was not a good fit for the rental. Carmer did not provide the prospective tenant an opportunity to continue with the rental application. The lawsuit seeks monetary damages, a civil penalty, and a court order barring future discrimination and harassment. A body was found on the beach near Bob's Creek on Friday. The body had apparently washed up on the shore. Oregon State Police are handling the investigation. Captain Timothy Fox with the Oregon State Police told Coast Radio News that they have no information available for the public at this time, nor did they release the gender of the person. There are 220 new confirmed coronavirus cases in the state, according to the latest numbers from the Oregon Health Authority. The total number has now exceeded 25,000 mark at 25,155. Three new deaths were also reported, all from Washington County. Two more cases were added to the Lane County total, bringing that number to 658, with no new cases to report for the 97439 zip code. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, August 25th, 2020.